or whatever, but that wasn't in there. And so he went on Oprah, and then she found out that he had fabricated some of the details. But in the whole process of all of that, Oprah being concerned about what had it done for her reputation and whether or not these facts were true or not, was the much larger picture of how many people who were really profoundly impacted as drug addicts and alcoholics and were able to come out of that world, that imprisoned world. And it's very close to me in my life, because in my own family I have one of my children who right now, today, is profoundly struggling with that very same thing and has been for the past 10 years or so. So I'm sensitive to it as well. Anyway, A Million Little Pieces was deeply impactful to many, many people. And the controversy stirred, and I saw this young man being raked through the coals because he had changed some of the facts and so on, and that became the whole emphasis on this book. So I called James and told him that I would be absolutely willing to publish anything that he wrote in the future. And my publisher agreed to that. While he was going through this rehabilitation experience of his, he came across a book that I had read when I was taking a philosophy course back at the university, and at the University of Michigan in 1965, I think it was, or 1966. It's a book that was written 2,500 years ago. I remember when I was reading it, I was touched by it, and I remember saying, it's about time they wrote something like this. And then I found out that that old line that when the student is ready, the teachers will appear, became very, very clear, because it had been out there for thousands of years, 500 years before the Bible for the New Testament was even thought of. And the book is called the Tao Te Ching, or the Book of the Way. And it's the foundation for the practice. It's not a religion, as I've been researching Taoism, which is spelled T-A-O-I-S-M, T-A-O, the Tao. The word Tao is just a word that means the way. And the opening line of the Tao says, the Tao that can be named is not the Tao. So the minute that you put a label on it, you've lost it. It is something that transcends dualities, beginnings and ends. It's the word for the source, the word for all that is. And one of the most profound teachings of the Tao is that the Tao does nothing, but it leaves nothing undone. And it's a really profound teaching. I remember when I sat down to write the book Inspiration, Your Ultimate Calling. And I called it Your Ultimate Calling because I really believed that it is our calling to live an inspired life. And an inspired life is a life in which we return ourselves back to spirit. One of the verses in the Tao speaks about the return trip, that those who understand the way understand that we show up here from an invisible source, and our whole objective in being here is to return to it. It's a return trip. And constantly I call this the state of God realization, that it's within each and every one of us. If we decide that we're going to make this return trip and live a God-realized life, which has absolutely nothing to do with religion. It's funny, I was reading Matthew Fox last night, Original Blessing, his answer to original sin. And I came across a quote from Carl Jung. Now, I was a Jungian therapist. I studied Carl Jung a great deal when I was in a doctoral student. And Carl Jung, I didn't know that he had said this. I looked up the quote last night. He said, the surest way to lose your soul is to believe in a God outside of yourself. And then he said, there's an awful lot of people